This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Today we have numerous crazy mom entitled parent stories. We'll get into that in a bit, but first, entitled parents think they own my apartment and had no regard for boundaries. I remember when it was my brother's graduation and my mom insisted that I attend family events. I had just finished freshman and gained 20 pounds from depression and isolation. I thought about transferring colleges and giving up my scholarship because that's how much I hated my college. Nevertheless, I attended his graduation because my mom insisted. I stayed at his place with him for a week before my mom joined us from another country. I had started shedding a lot of hair from stress and depression, but had no idea. Since I was sharing space with him, I had little space to put my belongings. My hair shedded in the bathroom, but I didn't notice it, and it happened for a couple of days where my hair sat in the bathroom. Without warning, my brother aggressively pushed me to the ground and started yelling why I didn't clean up. He also screamed again because I spread 2 books, a laptop, and snacks on his desk to work on my transfer essays. He kept pointing out my thighs and laughed. The whole graduation trip I came for my brother turned into emotional scapegoating. I told my mom about this, but she shrugged and said his place, his rules. I failed my college transfer, was extremely exhausted, and suffered 4 years of college. Fast forward 10 years and he got married. My brother and I were not in good terms and had stopped talking. I have my own apartment and always avoided family problems when my mom visited me. She brought with her my brother's wife because she was working in my neighborhood and decided to tag along with her. I told my mom in the lobby I don't welcome her, but she brushed it off and said, "Come on, she's just family." My mom kept pushing to let her and the wife in, and I had to push them back away from the door, and I finally snapped. My whole family started mocking me after this incident. My brother even said he's going to name his child after me, and they all started laughing. They have no respect for me and my physical boundaries at my own apartment, including my mom. What happened to her house, her rules? My mom just shrugged again and said, "Oh, don't you worry, she doesn't even want to come to your house." What is wrong with her? I think this is about the point where OP goes no contact with them, and also if they can choose to and afford to, maybe consider moving to a new place and just don't tell anybody. Realistically, you've got a lifetime of experiences to know these people aren't worth it, right? Magdivis wrote, "They can't visit if they don't know where you live. Next time you move, don't tell them. If you want to go further, change your number. They won't change." Also, hi, I'm Steven, and if you guys enjoy crazy stories of entitled parents, why not hit those like and subscribe buttons down below? That said, our next story is, my mom keeps ruining my sleep schedule and it's driving me insane. Day before yesterday, I fixed my sleep pattern and slept at 1 a.m. and was content until she, freaking for no reason at all, just came into the room and felt my head, and I woke up and told her to freak off, and I woke up at 5 a.m. Along with that, she had the audacity to switch the AC off afterwards, which made me even more ticked off, and then when I confronted my dad about it to tell her to stop, she legit just started laughing like a maniac and didn't take anything I said seriously. And her justification was legit that she wanted to check up on me. Like, what the freak do you think I'm doing besides sleeping? Like, what the freak is wrong with you? It's not the first time she did it either, since she also destroyed my sleep 3 times in the same day, which both times was to wish my older brother happy birthday through text. Like, what freaking brain-dead reason is this? And then when I slept again, I slept for 3 hours and she came into the room again and turned off the AC. Like, holy crap, she has no shame. And it doesn't help that she's so low IQ to have any self-awareness for how messed up this is. Like, she just laughs it off like it's nothing. And my dad just acts like she did nothing wrong or just dismisses me about it. I'm so freaking tired, I legit finally fixed my sleep and she ruins it like that. I can't freaking take it anymore. What's wrong with her? So I'm right there with OP. I am, for whatever reason, extremely warm-blooded when I sleep. I need my room to be cool, I need a fan going, and if there's one thing that annoys me, it's somebody that's interrupting some good quality sleep, especially for no good reason. If somebody regularly came in and turned off what was keeping me cool while I rested and I woke up feeling like a sweaty, disgusting mess, how do you not get absolutely agitated? And if it's a routine thing, I completely understand why OP's at the point of blowing up. If there's never any learning, there's never any self-awareness. A suggestion I saw that I really like said you gotta return the fire. You gotta find out when they're sleeping routinely. You go in there and you wake them up for no reason, or if they sleep with a fan or an AC, you turn theirs off for no reason. And you keep that up until they learn to leave you alone when you're sleeping. Eslaw 9035 wrote, growing up, my mom had a rule that everyone had to be up and awake by 7 a.m. Even on weekends, if you did not get up, she would burst in your room and start talking loudly at you, asking what was your problem. Cut to years later, I sometimes visit my parents and must be up by 7 a.m., no exceptions, and if I'm not up, she will burst through the door and start talking loudly. Sometimes, she'll make excessive noise in the kitchen and have loud conversations in order to wake me up. She also doesn't knock and has no qualms about walking in on me changing. I'll ask her what the freak does she want, and she'll say, nothing, just wondered what you were doing. Yeah, I don't visit them often. With my first husband, she decided I must be cheating because my best friend was male. She would drive by my house at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and take photos of any cars parked in front of my house. They belonged to my neighbors, and send them to husband and tell him I was cheating. She constantly meddled in my marriage and caused a lot of problems. My dad freely admits that he'll always support her and take her side no matter what. I said all that to say this, it doesn't always get better over the passage of time. Quite often, it can get even worse. Once I graduated high school and moved out, she realized she had lost a great deal of control over me, and she...
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy, and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod. He has fought for years to try and get that control back. Our next story is, so apparently it's my fault you go to Dunkin' every day. This was on r/childfree, but someone said you guys would enjoy it too. First, let me say I'm honored that I have this much power in my coworker's life. I had no idea, and apparently I'm using this power for evil instead of good. Story time. Coworker is extremely behind on bills because her college-age daughter uses her credit card, and she racked up thousands in food-related charges in under one semester, over 5,000. Coworker still gave her the card the next semester because she couldn't have the daughter walk to the dining hall and have food she didn't like, but was the food she already paid for and didn't want to cook in the kitchen, even though she paid for a weekly grocery delivery from the grocery store. But you know, I'm not a parent, so maybe I don't understand. Anyways, coworker's looking to save money. I grab coffee daily from the lunchroom. Basically, it's hot water that I add my own stuff to, coffee and creamer. Well, herein lies the problem. Coworker keeps forgetting to buy the coffee she needs. I'm not sharing my expensive coffee with her. I draw the line. By forget, I mean she runs to the grocery store almost daily because they need cereal the day they run out of the one they like instead of eating the other one in the house. Again, not a mother, so maybe this is normal, but if I tried that with my mother, I would not have eaten cereal. So instead of Amazoning like a normal human being, she needs to grab Dunkin' every morning. Now to the part where I am costing her money. We have free coffee downstairs and free cream. But again, it's downstairs. This coworker walks by it every morning. When she does remember to bring coffee, she forgets to grab the cream and messages me saying she's too tired and doesn't know what she's going to do. The thing is, I have cream at my desk. My cream is not the same as downstairs. You see, guys, I buy my cream and flavors in the single-serve variety, in larger quantities because I'm horrible at remembering to buy it, so I stock up. Theoretically, I have extra. The guilting texts came daily for weeks, but never outright asking. I always say, hey, just grab some downstairs. She told me that because she doesn't have cream, she now just stops at Dunkin' every morning. So because I won't share my $50 worth of cream, she's now telling me she goes to Dunkin', which she can't afford. I can see where the daughter gets it from. I figured you guys needed a laugh. I'm willing to bet that this is a learned behavior for her as well. I mean, it just reeks of begging their parents over and over until the parents just give in and give her what she wants. But mom, I want Lucky Charms, not Cookie Crisp. Okay, Airline 9031 wrote, it's also your fault I gained 25 pounds last year from eating ice cream for every meal while job hunting from home. Global warming is also your fault. And the extinction of the dinosaurs. And mosquitoes. Totally your fault. This next story is, I'm terrified of my dad when he gets angry because he targets his anger at me. I, 18-year-old male, am terrified of my own father, 48-year-old male. The whole story starts back in September of 2023 when I turned 18. I don't live with my father, nor have I for most of my life. My grandparents raised me, and my grandfather, 66-year-old male, passed away 6 years ago, and my grandmother, 68-year-old female, passed away in January of 2024. One day, me and my grandmother are having an argument, and she's aware I'm scared of my father. So she phoned him, but thought she had hung up, and she yelled at me, and I yelled back. No more than 5 minutes later, I received a phone call from my father in the deep, low voice, saying, "Apologize now." So I do, and he starts to threaten me, including threatening to cave my skull in. I tell him 3 times, calm down, because my grandmother was having breathing issues. My grandmother was his mother. He refused to calm down and continued to yell and scream his head off at me. Eventually, I couldn't deal with both, so I hung up on him and fanned my grandmother to get her to breathe a bit more normal. As soon as she was able to start breathing a bit more normal, he called back and was screaming at me, and my grandmother said, "Give it to me." And immediately, he insisted on her giving it back, and he swore and yelled at me and told me to not hang up, but I told him that I'd given him 3 chances before I was going to hang up, because I couldn't deal with him yelling at me and taking care of his mother, who was having a COPD attack. He said that he was coming over, and he was going to cave my skull in and hit me. This was the first time he ever threatened physical violence onto me, and it hasn't been the last. He did end up coming over. However, I was lucky because my grandmother told me to sit next to her, and she's a lot smaller than both me and my father. My father is 6'4", and I'm 6'3". My grandmother was 5'9". He then started to say things that weren't true, and ended up saying he loved me, but he was angry and stormed out. When he got here, he was loaded for bear, and with the amount of anger he had, my grandmother had a second COPD attack. I ended up having to call the community paramedic program for her paramedic to come and give her something because she had pneumonia. Finally, she had calmed down again and had gone to use the bathroom, but she never finished that second attack because she came out of the bathroom and immediately told me to call an ambulance, and she went into the hospital the next day. While she was in there, I found my father to talk to him, and I had stated the fact that it was his fault that she was in there. And instead, he starts yelling and screaming at me on the phone, and I tell him I don't care what he says, I'm going there and I will be her visitor, no one else. And he says he'll do the same thing, however, I was already half-dressed. And I immediately hopped on the city bus, got over to the hospital, and he wasn't anywhere close. I live at the opposite end of the town than the hospital, technically, when he lives a lot closer. I made the trip back and forth from that hospital multiple times, and my grandmother ended up coming home that day, luckily. After that, I was taking time off school because I couldn't leave her home alone anymore because I was worried she was going to have another attack while I was at school. During my 2 weeks off before the Christmas break, he never called or did anything to contact her. She then had another attack just before Christmas and had to go in the hospital and spent Christmas in the hospital. She got out a few days later, and me and her were at home, and she had to go back, and on New Year's Day, she was in for a week, then got out and told me she wanted to do as much as we could within that week, because she didn't know how much longer she had, because she had signed up for medical assistance in death, and had set her date for what is now 2 weeks ago. A week went by, and my aunt, her niece, was over visiting with her granddaughter, and my grandmother went into another attack. She went in the hospital, and my aunt picked me up the next day. And that's when she told me that the doctors don't think she'll live much longer. I spent the entire day with my grandmother, and I went home at night, and I had stuff I had to do in that morning, which I couldn't do, so I ended up going back to see her in the afternoon. I had something I had to do, but I went right back after, and my grandmother told me that she wanted me back early the next day. That way, we could spend the day together. The next day, she went into a coma, and a week later, she passed. The next day, me, my aunt, and my father met at the funeral home to make all the arrangements. My grandmother owned no
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Pretty, and I was the main executor of her will, the main inheritor of her will, and I was her power of attorney. My grandmother had received a letter the week before she died that was sitting in our mail because I wasn't home, saying she owed the building money. I ended up paying the building, and when I told my father, he began yelling and screaming at me. We didn't talk until that Friday. I saw him, we talked a little, and then we parted ways. The next week, he had found out that a friend of my grandmother said set up a GoFundMe account for my grandmother, and I'd known about it when I met him on Friday, but I didn't mention it because I don't want to start a fight. The next week was my grandmother's celebration of life, and he told me and my aunt to tell everyone it was a potluck. And then the night before, he gets angry with me and my aunt for telling everyone it was a potluck, because all of a sudden his wife, my stepmom, and her mom are going to do this stuff. Both me and my aunt had said it's too late now, and he yelled and screamed at me and hung up the phone. Me and him had also fought that entire week because he didn't want to have bagpipes at my grandmother's celebration of life, despite me having joined the band of my city and my grandmother loving the bagpipes. That side of my family isn't Scottish, it's my mother's side that is, but my grandmother loved the bagpipes, and she was extremely happy when I joined the band. Finally, he caved and allowed us to have the bagpipes, but just before the bagpipes started, he left. Over the last few months since then, me and him have had multiple fights, and we had a fight yesterday when I phoned to tell him of my dog's passing, and I shared with him some news about what some other people in my family want to do with my grandmother's ashes. He then yelled and screamed at me and treated me like a piece of garbage. And whenever I tried to defend myself, he got even angrier. He then told me today that he'll handle them, and he essentially joked because he said he threatened to hurt me and he'll threaten to hurt them. My father does have anger management issues, and I'm terrified of him when he gets angry, especially because there's nothing to calm him down anymore. My grandmother, despite being the little woman, could still control her son. He was her only child. I can't go no contact as of yet, because he has my grandfather's ashes, and we're trying to arrange things out for the ashes. However, all the ashes are coming back to me eventually. I also have multiple youngest siblings, including two that live with him full time. My one brother lives with me and his mother, and then my one sister lives with her mother. I'm afraid if I go no contact with him, then I'll be endangering my siblings. He tells me I can't do this on my own, and yet he leaves me on my own for over a month to try and do everything. He also owes me over $200 that he's borrowed from me. Respectfully, I think OP should go no contact. I don't blame OP one bit for wanting their grandfather's ashes, obviously, but I just don't know if it's worth it to keep this relationship with such an abusive person who stresses you out so much and threatens your life regularly, just in the hopes that they might be rational enough for a short window of time to give you something. And realistically, it also shouldn't be OP's responsibility to be the one to have to fall on the blade to protect their siblings. Candy Kins wrote, "You are not responsible for your younger siblings' welfare. They have mothers to look after them, and it sounds like that dude is going to end up hurting you if he starts a rage while you're in his presence. Try to get some of the ashes and move as far away as you possibly can, and never look back." Our next story is, "Mom has been engaging in fraudulent activities regarding my brother's disability funding. Today, I discovered that my mother has been falsely claiming support services for my brother for over a year. She's been submitting forged documents to Passport Funding, funding in Canada for disability services, alleging that she's been compensating family members as my brother's support workers. Among these documents, I found forged signatures, including my own. In the past year alone, she has claimed approximately $40,000 in reimbursements for these fake services. Update: thanks for the advice. I'm really shocked by all of this. Besides the money stuff, my mom keeps emotionally hurting my brother, straight up telling him he's a burden, and she's not even feeding him well. He's practically living on instant noodles. I intend to consult a lawyer for professional advice on this matter. Additionally, as my brother's twin sister, 23-year-old female, I am committed to taking care of him and offering him to live with me, given the financial exploitation he's experiencing. My goal is to resolve the situation and ensure he receives the support he deserves for a better quality of life. If you see any family member taking advantage of a situation like this, whether it's a disability thing, whether it's a custody thing, I mean, shoot, you see somebody doing the evil stepmom, foster mom thing solely for the money, I think you're doing the wrong thing every time if you don't try to speak up and report that. Renoise wrote, "Report it, especially if she's using your identity. Also, lock down your credit, because if she's committing fraud in one way, she might be committing it another." Our next story is, "We're struggling because of my stepdad and no one cares." Me and my family are struggling, and we have been like that for years. Most of it is because my mom is the only one in the household with a job. Due to me being in college, I can only work in between semesters because college is very rigorous. However, my stepdad has no job at all. I asked him why he doesn't work, and he says that my mom doesn't want him to work. I find that very odd, so I went to clarify it with my mom, and she said the same thing. But the thing is, he already does free work as a security guard at church, though, and she's okay with that. It's like she would rather suffer financially than to see him work. So the reason why I'm ticked off is because he asks me for money for things that doesn't even involve with the household. My stepdad asks me for money to help him with his fraternity called the Masonic Masons. And every time I decline, he always guilt trips me, saying it's an emergency or being like, "I help you, so why can't you help me, you selfish butt?" But I'm not selfish. I'm willing and I do help out with the household, pay bills, put gas in the car, etc. Like, I'm not even working right now and they still ask me for things. I'm really confused. If OP isn't working, where do they even have the money to help out? Like, are they getting governmental assistance? Is that why maybe the mom doesn't want him to work? Because she's afraid of the handouts going away that she's currently, like, thriving off of? Or not even thriving, but getting by with? Daralone wrote, "If he is a Mason, he is not a good Mason. Our creed stipulates family first, vocation second, Masonic work third. He is a lazy POS who is not fit to be a Mason. What is his lodge number and state? We can change his mind or his title. I promise. Our next story is mother accusing me of ruining her vacation. I am so tired of constantly being unable to express my concerns to my mother without her crying, guilt tripping me, or giving me the silent treatment. Basically, I live abroad, and my mom asked if she and my cousin could come visit me this summer. I told her absolutely that I could take 1 week off of work, maybe even 8 days, to host her and my cousin and show them a good time around my city. I live with my partner, and he was even willing to stay at his parents' house for the 7 or 8 days because he's a remote worker and we only live in a very small one-bedroom apartment. Eventually, my mom buys her flight tickets, and she has booked for 16 days. Mind you, me and my mother are often very opposite. She is impulsive, emotional, moody, and very anxious. I'm a very type A person, and I was very much parentified growing up by her. I was obviously upset because I didn't sign up for her to stay 16 days. That's insane. I told her that she absolutely had to book a hotel for the second week because I can't ask my partner to be away from our home for that long, and I don't have that much time off of work. Ever since she told me she bought a flight to visit for 16 days, I've been annoyed. I find it stressful when family visits, even for just a week, because I start to feel like a camp counselor. It just overwhelms me to try and make sure everyone is having a good time, having things planned every day, being out of my normal routine. But for 1 week, I can handle it. 16 days is a whole other story. Anyway, I try to have an honest conversation with her and tell her I think she should shorten her trip. She has a changeable flight. I feel like she isn't going to be comfortable traveling around this big city without me guiding her because she is already very anxious naturally. Also, I live in a very expensive city, and I think she'll struggle financially to pay for a hotel for an entire week. Also, my cousin is a bit of an airhead, so I don't really think she'll be much help. Of course, I try talking to her calmly, and she starts crying and accusing me of ruining her vacation, that I'm so hard-headed and don't listen, that she never gets to do anything and I'm ruining it for her, and that now she doesn't even want to come because I'm not being welcoming, etc., etc., etc. I just can't handle this. I find it so hard to have a conversation with her when she starts manipulating me. I know my mother. She's not this adventurous, easygoing person on vacation, and now I'll have the emotional burden of worrying about her and my cousin for the week I can't spend with them because neither one of them are very capable. Am I being unreasonable here? I would say after her kind of emotional blow up where she's attempting to manipulate you and then she goes, "Well, now I don't know if I even want to come here." That's where you go, "Okay, I understand. I'll go ahead and tell my boyfriend to cancel staying at their parents' place and maybe next year we can talk about it again." Do not let up, confirm that she was the one that canceled and pound that into the ground. Moog4451 wrote, "Take her up on her offer to cancel. Make sure other family knows the truth about what's going on too. Don't back down. You will never be able to have boundaries if she gets her way." Excellent Ad 1132 also wrote, "Not the jerk. Let her know that the agreement was 7 days. She wants to change it, fine, but her and your cousin can stay at a hotel because you're sticking with the 7 days. If she wants to cancel, the answer is fine. No skin off my butt. When she pulls the crying bit, tell her to grow up. Let her know that she should at least pretend to be an adult because you are done listening to her manipulation and total BS. Also, I would tell her flat out that if she cancels, you will be happy that you don't have to waste a week of vacation on someone who will whine and bench the entire time. I would bet you moved far away due to how she acts. Maybe it is time to limit contact even more." This next story is, mom is twisting everything to be my fault. I have a horse just outside of the town we live in. I'm 19, moving out next month, and the horse is coming with me for a little context. Today I was brushing my horse, enjoying the sun, when my mom showed up to the barn unannounced. That's fine. She's scared my horse on accident, and as a result, my horse stomped on my foot. Nothing broke, I think, but a nice cut and bruise. It hurt a lot. That's 1,000 pounds stomping on the top of my foot. I was in pain, obviously, and for some reason she snapped on me. She instantly started throwing around the, "You need to go to the doctor for your mental health and all these health problems." What health problems, you might ask? Oh, just the fact that I just got over the flu. I will admit, my mental health isn't the greatest right now, but she's half of my problem. I don't want to go home now. She'll just scream at me again the second I walk in the door. Just the way she's acting and seemingly, like, trying to instigate you and get you angrier and more upset. It doesn't surprise me that OP said they are half of OP's problem. I think that's the kind of environment that OP's mom thrives in. It sounds to me like she's the harbinger of chaos and stress in OP's life, and they're there for it. Gray Canary wrote, "She's heat-seeking. People who enjoy drama will never be satisfied with a solution because they don't want one. They enjoy the sparring too much to let a conversation go anywhere productive. Your best shot at peace is not engaging." I realize that's easier said than done when you're dealing with an instigator, but do your best to make the conversations as short as possible. You're almost there. As for when you get home, if I'm not too late, my advice would again give her as little to work with as possible. Nothing makes a debate harder than when you agree. "I was thinking about what you said, Mom. You're so right, I do need to prioritize my mental health. I did some research about what doctors recommend, like you suggested, and they say I should spend some time alone, outside, or meditating and avoid stressors like fights or loud noises. Really appreciate your support in making that happen." But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another absolutely crazy entitled parent story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.